Are you there?
Hello?
Are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, well, who's calling?
This is Zach. Is this Robert?
Yeah, this is Robert. Zach, you know who you're calling. I know nothing about who's ringing the phone until they identify, but this is Robert.
Okay. Well, my name's Zach. You had filled out a form or spoke to one of my assistants about your house on Aubrey Boulevard.
Okay.
Are you interested in selling it?
We've been interested in selling it. The big stumbling block has been there are four signees to the deed on the property. It's not just one person. There were four. One of those persons is Cheryl Curry Amicio.
And then you got Robert.
That one, Cheryl Curry Amicio, is the one that so far has refused to sign off and let the rest of us sell it.
Right. Okay. Is the house empty?
It's empty. It's ready to somebody to move in and do whatever they want with.
So, you know, we deal with this, you know, quite a bit.
You flip them. Why don't you just say it?
Say what?
That we flip houses. It's probably what you do, right? I don't mind.
It's not necessarily something that we do all the time. We flip, yes, but we typically buy and hold.
Typically buy a home, fix it up, and sell it for an increased price. It makes money. Makes sense.
Well, as far as a flip model, it's really not how our motto is, but whatever you want to think, that's fine.
I don't think you're buying it to live in it.
No.
You probably never even seen it. You probably don't even live within 100 miles of it.
Well, I have a house off of Woodbend Drive and Sure Drive. Well, so.
And where are your phone just cut out? Did you do that on purpose?
No, a Sure Drive and Woodbend Drive.
In what town? Or what county?
This house is right next door to Aubrey Boulevard, your property. So, I mean.
So it's in Placid Bay, Colonial Beach, Virginia, Westmoreland County.
Yeah, it is the 22443 zip code, I believe.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm pretty familiar with the area.
Mm-hmm. Have you driven by 749 Aubrey Boulevard?
Yeah, I haven't seen the inside, obviously, but I've seen the outside, and I'm particularly familiar with it.
Okay.
So
that's better than some people I get calls from.
Yeah, well, you never know who's on the other end of the phone.
That's right. That's why I ask you.
Yeah.
I mean, like I say, you've got the advantage. You know who you are trying to call.
Sure.
When the phone rings, it's like somebody's knocking at the door and they didn't tell me they're coming over. So I don't know who the hell it is. Whether the police, whether it's a robber, whether it's my brother, whether it's, you know, I don't know. Your phone is these short wires together with their hands, like they got two wires of those in there.
Better?
Not really, no. When you said, I only got the word that.
Not that.
Still not. Are you moving around with a cell phone or something?
No, it should be good.
No, it's not. Is it a computer phone and you're doing something up to your computer that's using the data?
Yeah, it must be something interrupting the connection. If you can't even give me a call on the number.
Yeah, do something else. Getting ridiculous right now. I'm only getting half of your words. The words are coming through. They're perfectly clear when they're through. It's like, and make it like that.
Yeah,
okay.
Ask me another one if you want to answer.
All right, try it again. Bye. Okay. Hello?